To prepare for today's exercise, imagine in advance what you're going to say, to whom you're going to say it, and in what situation you'll say it. This practice will act as a rehearsal for the real thing. In your mind's eye, picture the situation in which you'll butcher the word or phrase. What time of day is it? Who's around you? What are you feeling in your body as you get ready to make your verbal mistake? Is your heart beating faster? Are your shoulders tight? Are you clenching your jaw? Your limbic system is telling you to be afraid, and tensing up is your automatic response to this fear. This tension is okay. It's exactly what you planned for. Open and make space for the fear. It takes courage to open to fear, and you're being courageous. Now bring to mind the exact word you're going to mispronounce or the phrase you'll say incorrectly. Get the attention of the person you're going to say it to. Look them in the eye and speak. Sound as honest and unguarded as possible. Now imagine them reacting as you feared they would. Do they look confused? Are they looking at you like you're stupid? Are they rolling their eyes at you, laughing or snickering? Are they saying something mean or mocking you? How does their judgment make you feel? Anxious? Embarrassed? Ashamed? Whatever you're feeling, allow it. These are your growing pains. You're learning to tolerate the possibility of being judged. Don't fight these feelings. Just surrender to them. As you breathe in, open up and make space for them. As you breathe out, let go. Let go of the tension in your neck and jaw. Take a big breath in, and as you breathe out, roll your shoulders, letting go of any unnecessary tightness. As you breathe in, expand your belly. As you breathe out, allow it to soften. Getting used to these feelings diminishes their power over you. If you appear foolish to others, you can handle it. Imagine yourself walking away and giving yourself a hug or a pat on the back and telling yourself what a good job you did facing your fear. Accepting ourselves when we appear foolish is exactly how we free ourselves from needing to always sound perfect. It's how we find our own fearless, authentic voice.